step to the task and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come out shining.
Look, here's the last thing on this for me right now. I don't want to relitigate all this. What I want to say is this, though. When we get back to this point next year, do not let these people do this. Do not. Do not let them do it on any level. Do not be dissuaded. Do not have your opinion altered by the propagandists at the Four Letter Network. Do not let any of that take hold, because do not accept any of those notions. Do not buy into the notion that Alabama is better than everybody else. Do not buy into the notion that by comparison, Georgia must be the second best team in the country if they can play the alleged first best team close. Remember what happened. Write it down. Use it. Never mind. I'll remind you of all of it. Because the fact is, the alleged greatest team ever got humiliated, absolutely eviscerated. So every foundational argument that was made all year long was completely and totally erroneous. It was based on opinion. The opinion was 100% wrong because people didn't understand things. They didn't understand that Alabama wasn't any good, like we told you since before the start of the year. But the most laughable assertion was for Georgia's position in the hierarchy based on their ability to play the other team that was fraudulently positioned close, Alabama. So Alabama got drilled. Georgia got drilled by a Texas team that lost to Maryland. Georgia got drilled by that football team. Never in that game. Never. Never. Oh, I know. There are excuses for that one. That one doesn't count. Doesn't count that Texas beat the living crap out of Georgia. Doesn't count. Well, how about the three Big 12 teams in the four games that between the two leagues that beat their more highly regarded, more highly ranked opponent? How about that? The Big 12 is this soft powder puff league that only plays offense, beat the mighty SEC in three out of four games, and in every game put up a ton of points. And quite honestly, you can believe whatever you want. Had Marquise Brown been healthy for Georgia, they would have won all four games because Oklahoma would have beaten Alabama. You can believe whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care. The league was just the definition. The league was the living, breathing definition of average. My point isn't to diminish the SEC. I have respect for the league, but I have respect for all the leagues. My point is we have now have one big league. If you don't see that, you don't understand it, you're either stupid or you're a propagandist. You have an agenda. There's just one big league. Nobody's any better or any worse than anybody else. It's about matchups in one big league. Coaches are spread all over America. Talent is spread all over America. Schematic scheme is spread all over America. And quite honestly, the leagues that or teams that don't have as much talent, they have to be better at scheming. And they are. And that's one of the areas the SEC is still behind in. And so when we come back next year and they try and tell you all the same things again, do not accept any of them. None of them are true. None of them. It's just all garbage. All garbage. In all reality, that whole league turned out to be a joke. I'm sorry. This is the way it is. So I just don't want to hear about your superiority, because there's zero evidence of it. Zero. Quite the contrary. I knew I was not going to have enough time. Lines are completely jammed now. It's actually Lisa and then Jimmy. Lisa's up first. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, Lisa. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I've been waiting for a while listening to you talk, and you're not going to like me because I am an Alabama fan, have been all my life, but I will admit, Clemson came in, they was ready for the win, they beat our tails, and they beat us. But you know what? Everybody hates Alabama because of the winning tradition. And you'll say, you know, well, they should have beat Alabama. But they didn't. Oklahoma. So it's like, you know, y'all always, everybody hates us because of the tradition. All the fans are not that way. Trevor Lawrence comes from my hometown in Cartersville, Georgia. And I think Clemson deserved one. They whooped our tail. But I don't think that we have, you know, I don't think that we come above everybody else and are bigger than everybody else.
Well, again, Lisa, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, people resent programs that win. I mean, look at all the stuff about the Patriots all the time at the pro level. I don't think there's any question about that. That's not my problem. My problem isn't Alabama related. I'm not talking about an Alabama problem. I'm talking about a propagandist problem from a four-letter network that just endlessly promotes things that aren't true. I mean, all year we heard that Alabama was the greatest team of all time. I knew they weren't. I knew you had big issues. I knew before the season that you couldn't lose your entire defensive secondary and be the same football team. It's probably the most important area of a defense now. And when you lost Minkah Fitzpatrick and all those guys in 120 starts from your nickel package, I knew you had a big issue. And then I saw it. I predicted that Jake Fromm would exploit it. He did. He threw for 300 yards. Kyler Murray, without his number one receiver, threw for 300 yards. And then Trevor Lawrence carved you up with all the receivers that Clemson had. I knew it was a deficient area, and I knew that Tua wasn't 100% healthy either. And he hasn't been. He hasn't been, and he's not going to be till next year. And so, you know, I just knew that Alabama wasn't the team this year that was being suggested or that we were being told. And the problem is that then Georgia loses close to Alabama. And now what we're told is, okay, well, then Georgia's the second best team in the country. Because if we know Alabama's the greatest team of all time and Georgia played them close, then therefore Georgia must be the second greatest team of all time. And the truth is that none of that was accurate. None of that was true. So my issue really isn't with Alabama's dominance. Alabama has been dominant. Now they have to share the stage a little bit with Clemson. But my issue is more with the propagandists who want us to believe that we should just fill the whole playoff with SEC teams when there are only four spots because they tell us they're best. Well, again, the evidence this year tells you something other.
You're right, yeah, and you're totally right, and that's what gives us such a bad rap, you know? It's not the players and the coach, and, you know, everybody hates Alabama. They always have because they win all the time, yeah. And, you know, they can change that by beating us and change their tradition, you know? But Clemson they totally deserve to win. I give them all the credit, and I was very proud of them.
Good job, Lisa. Well done. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for talking to me.
Sure. You're welcome. Let me get to Jimmy. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy.
The goal sees these SEC fans' logic. So if, you know, which I think a lot of the Carolina fans, they drink some from the same juice. So most likely they're going to beat North Carolina. But if they don't beat North Carolina, Muschamp's going to get fired because they believe in the juice of the SEC can't lose against teams outside the conference. And that's what's going in and killing Muschamp.
Well, you know, maybe. It certainly added heat on him by losing to Virginia in the way he did.
There's no way they'll lose against the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels are a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I don't think they're losing against North Carolina either. Well, I do think that schedule that they have, I've just talked about how I just don't buy any of the schedule stuff, but I did say that I think there are rare situations where teams really do have difficult schedules. South Carolina's schedule next year is insanely difficult. Insanely difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, we play Georgia, Clemson. We play Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, and Texas A&M.
Yeah, they're literally playing the playoffs.
Yeah. That's rough. Anyway, you cut it. I don't care who you are. That's rough.
But, you know, it sets their coach up just in case if North Carolina can play with their hair on fire and North Carolina comes out the victor. Well, like I said, the Gamecock fans drank from the SEC Kool-Aid. And guess what? Well, he's done. even though he probably shouldn't be doing it. I think he's doing a fairly, you know, I'm a Clemson fan, but he's doing a fairly decent job having to build that something back up brick by brick.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
But you know, just that little slip up loss there that you could probably shake it off and, you know, just keep building. It won't. If they lose that game, he's gone.
Good job, Jimmy, as always. Thank you. All six lines lit, Ramona. I still have NFL to get to, and we're off here at 6:40. By the way, Nachos and Analysis writes, can we get a Deptula's rage versus the talking heads of the four-letter network debate? Forget political debates. This is the debate I will watch. I would chew them up and spit them out. So they're probably not going to happen. Because none of those people want to get into a debate with me. I promise you that. It will not go in their favor. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Robert, good to have you as always.
Hey, thanks, Walt. Yeah, those talking heads at the four-letter network, they're just like the conversation you had earlier in the show about the weather people. You know, that's about how accurate they are.
Yeah.
They can predict this stuff just about as accurate as the weather people can predict the weather.
Yeah, and if Bill Hancock ever comes on the show again, and I'm starting to think that maybe he's avoiding us for the first time ever. But if he ever comes on again, we're to talk about these things. We're to talk about the fact that you have a system that is based solely on opinion, and that the opinion was like 100% wrong, and therefore it just doesn't work.
Well, you know, you talk, and I didn't want to get into this, but you talk about strength of schedule. What is strength of schedule based on? The polls, opinion. I mean, am I wrong in thinking that it's basically all opinionated as far as strength of schedule?
It is. I mean, in a real sense, it is. I mean, you know, everything is built off these fraudulent foundational elements. I mean, if you have a preconceived notion going into the season, and people are already saying the polls on next year already have five SEC teams in the top 10. If that is your preconceived notion, then everything that follows is built on that notion. And if the notion is wrong to start with, then you have a system that's a total fraud. And every element of the notion this year was wrong.
And it has been. This has been going on, and you know as well as I do, Walt, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's going to go on next year. The same thing is going to happen next year that happened last year, the year before,
And Robert, you're 100% right, and that's why people need to take the results of what happened this year and use it like a hammer at every social media site, every place you can. Pound those people to death about what actually happened versus what they told us. Pound them that Texas woodshedded Georgia and that Clemson woodshedded Alabama and that in three out of four games between the Big 12 and the SEC, the little Big 12, the lower ranked team in each game, kicked the crap out of the SEC teams. You know, let them know what the real truth was. The truth was the SEC was posterized and embarrassed in the entire bowl season. And if you're going to tell me again that we're going to have another season where we're going to base everything on that preconception, I'm sorry, that's dead. That's done. That's a non-starter. I'm not buying any of it. Not buying any of it.
Walt, I think you might be starting a movement here, man. I think that's an excellent suggestion. People should start hammering these people because we never had social media before. They could just get away with whatever they wanted to pick, who they wanted to pick. That's awesome. Man, that's an awesome idea. I think that everybody should take that and run with it, man. That is an awesome idea. Hammer them.
Thank you, Robert. Great job as always. Look, you've never had more evidence. I hope I didn't cut Robert off. It's not like he had something else to say before he left me. You don't want to make a prediction on the game. You have never had more evidence of fraud. And I don't mean necessarily intentional fraud. Maybe it is. But you have never more evidence of a system that has failed and doesn't work that was all based on fraudulent premises than you do this year. And if you have an interest, if you're a fan of Clemson or a fan of the Big Ten or any other league, then you have all sorts of evidence based on what happened this bowl season to use as a sledgehammer in going against these people. I let them know, I'm sorry, you people said all the same crap last year. You were 100% wrong. Don't come back to me with the same stuff again. I don't want to hear it. You're full of crap. You're full of crap. Before we go to break, let me tell you about My Garage. Lines remain completely lit. My Garage, owned by Lester and Roxana. They're just great people. Family owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated like family. They serve the entire upstate and the mountains of North Carolina for more than a decade. Their team has over 100 years combined experience in everything to do with automotive repair. They do it all. The only things they don't do are body work and paint. Trust me, their expertise level is unparalleled. They're well known for their work with the exotics like Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Lexus, Porsche, Infiniti. But they want you to know they work on any make and model of vehicle. And they wanted transparency in the industry. So Lester designed the building. He put these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge. So you can sit there in the lounge and enjoy refreshments and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. That's My Garage by Essex. They're also a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many other brands. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. And then there's this. They have robotic alignment. So human being never touches your vehicle. It's the coolest thing ever. It's worth going to have it done just to see it. And then finally, they want you to know that they are enormous fans of the Clemson Tigers, and they want to congratulate Coach Sweetie and Clemson on winning their national championship. It's My Garage by Essex, 551 Old Greenville Highway, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. Quick break. We're late. We'll be right back.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Lease today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 year, 10,500 mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available, and at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Don't have time for any of that. We have to get going. We're so far behind. Quickly, Midline Trap says, get them, Walt. SEC, SEC, SEC. Road Warrior responds, Auburn had to play Washington, LSU, Texas, A&M, Georgia, Alabama this past season. You can't say schedule doesn't matter. Show me a tougher one. There will always be isolated teams in every league that play tough schedules. That's not an argument. I've already explained that. You'll have teams like that in every league that play in a particular year, extraordinarily tough schedules, just the way it works. It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything.
Hey, Robert sent his picks.
Okay, quick.
Robert in Georgia picks KC 24-17, LA 31-14.
LA 31-14. Interesting. Hey, before we get going here, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofing like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. That's just who they are. It's all they do. They've been roofers for four generations, 80 years of doing it the right way. You know, the most important element of your home is your roof. It's not your showcase living room with your antique furniture that becomes driftwood if your roof starts leaking. Your roof keeps out the rain, keeps out the sun, keeps out all the elements. Not only that, a beautifully constructed roof is integral to the appearance of your home. In fact, probably the most integral element to the appearance of your home. These are the things that Gilstrap Roofing will offer you. Take advantage of their free checkup. You have no idea what's going on your roof. You haven't been up on in 8 years. Take advantage of the free checkup. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters and staff. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. I'm coming to you guys. I know the phones are jammed. Before I get to that, on the Kansas City Chiefs New England game, I don't know if people heard me last week, but I said one of the things that concerns me about Kansas City is Mahomes seems to be falling in love with his image. There's a little Aaron Rodgers element coming out of it where he's not taking the simple play. He's looking for the highlight reel play. And I did not think he was accurate, as I expressed, throwing the ball vertically a week ago. I thought he was quite inaccurate, actually. You know, it's like he's so falling in love with his image and his arm that he thinks he can cut corners. You don't cut corners and win big games. That's why Aaron Rodgers doesn't win any big games. You don't cut corners and win big games. You have to be machine-like and robotic and professional. All the things that Brady is. I think New England can run the ball on Kansas City. I think their balance is going to cause Kansas City problem. And I think this is the first time all year they've been healthy. I think when you look at Kansas City, I think there were some questions. I don't think Eric Berry is going to play. I don't know that to be sure. But I think if he doesn't play, I think Gronkowski becomes a bigger problem. Kansas City is a man team as opposed to the zone team that New England faced in San Diego, which they more readily exploited. And Kansas City does have great edge rushers. And at home, they'll get off the ball a count quicker because New England will have to go with silent counts. But go back a week ago and listen to what Joey Bosa had to say. He was mic'd up and he said, I just can't get to Brady. He just gets rid of the ball too quickly. I can't get there. I don't think Kansas City's going to get to him either. I think this is a Patriots revenge game. The last time the Patriots went to this to Arrowhead all that was talked about in the wake of it was how Brady's career was finished. He was over. It was that debacle. I don't think Brady likes debacles on his resume. I think he's about to erase one. I think New England's going to go to Kansas City. I think they're going to beat them. I think you have the greatest of all time, who is the ultimate consummate professional. The ball comes out the exact same way every single time, from the exact same arm slot, the exact same point. These are the things that are immune to weather. What's not immune to weather is throwing it underhand, sidearm, around people, around your back, over your head. All the things that Patrick Mahomes is trying to do. He's an unbelievable talent who eventually will probably hold every NFL passing record. But I think on Sunday night he's going to lose in his own building to the guy who's the best that ever played. To the phones, it is close. It is Ed and Seminole Ted. Ed, how are you?
Walter.
Ed.
Good. I'll make it quick.
Good.
I've got Kansas City and the Rams each winning 38-35. But I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't bet a dollar on any of the four teams because I think there's a good chance I'd lose my money. I think it's that close.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think we're headed for two really exciting conference finals with the four best teams, I think, clearly have made it. But by the way, by actually playing on the field. And I think we wound up with the four best offenses, which again defines the way the game is being played today.
7 hours of a high-powered tennis match is what
exactly
I like
right.
to think of it as.
Exactly right.
And I know you're limited on time, so I'll call next week. I've listened to your gasoline station episodes, and you know, I've had a few of those, but quite frankly, I don't like, and I ran a storefront for years and years and years. I don't like solicitors, traveling salesmen, gypsies. I'll call you next week and tell you some of those damn
right.
stories. I
all
can't
right.
stand
good.
Those guys.
Good. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. Look forward to it. Before we get to Seminole Ted, quickly, let me tell you about First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. HALT's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like HALT. If you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage the rest of us don't have. You have HALT. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work. I'm sorry, who does that? They only utilize Hunter machinery, which is the best machinery in the industry. Free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back. Are you people hearing this? Nationwide 3-year warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire the best world-class specialists. Greg is over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. This is First Class Halt. Call them and set up your appointment in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. That is First Class Halt. Call them, get in. Seminole Ted.
Hey, well, I'll make three quick points and get out. As far as the two games, I think that if they're shootouts, they're going to go to the Rams and the Chiefs. I think if they're close, it's going to go to the veterans. Never count Brady out. I think the SEC... I think ESPN has, or I think the Four Little Network has so much influence because they're so heavily invested in the SEC. So I think that's why there's so much bias. I honestly think that a lot of this overrated team thing would go away if they wouldn't do polls until week four, or week five after these teams start really playing people and you see that the teams that are frauds versus the ones that are possible heroes. I'll be in Myrtle Beach all weekend at the dart tournament, and no, it's not going to be shown on ESPN, the Ocho. So have a good one.
No offense, Ted, but thank God for that. No offense. I wish you all the best in your little dart tournament there, but...
Ted does darts?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
ah.
yeah. He does. I can't do any of that. Now, before I come to the phones, I'm coming to you guys. A couple things. I already expressed it. Listen, before the year, I gave you Pats versus Rams in the Super Bowl. I don't see any reason to change my mind. I'm pretty confident in the road teams. Listen, I really like the Saints team. I really like Drew Brees. I think losing Sheldon Rankins is enormous. I think the Rams finding C.J. Anderson, who's gained 100 yards or more every game since he joined them, to supplement Gurley, because Gurley just can't necessarily handle 35 carries, has really given the Rams a two-headed, incredible running machine. Add in the fact that the Rams' veteran offensive linemen were banged up and bruised. They're healthy now. And I think you saw that against Dallas. The Rams mauled Dallas up front, mauled them. That offensive line was incredible. I think both road teams run the football better than the home teams, and I think that balance is important to win at this point. And I think that's an advantage, especially given now that the Saints don't have Rankins. And listen, Rankins was an explosive upfield guy, but he still helped those linebackers playing behind him. They don't have that now, and I think that matters. I also think this. Michael Thomas slaughtered the Rams last time they played. He had 211 yards receiving. The Rams' number one corner is Aqib Talib. He didn't play in that game. I think the Rams are going to do a much better job against Thomas than they did the first time around. And then finally, and by the way, that doesn't mean they're going to stop him. He's still going to get 100 yards. He's just not going to get 211. And then finally, I think the fact that the Rams have played there twice this year. They played there once in preseason. You may not count that. But the regular season game was a hyped-up game in which the Rams eventually lost. I think it helps the Rams to have seen that environment, to have played in that environment. I think it makes it easier for them. I also think the Rams' defensive line, there's been a lot talked about the Rams allowing rushing yards this year, and they have, but they stoned Dallas. And that talent up front is still nasty. If I have a concern about the Rams, it's the tackling in that secondary, most specifically Marcus Peters. Peters has had this ongoing debate with All Things Saints publicly as well since that first game. And we'll see how that plays out. He needs to play big, and mostly he needs to tackle. And sometimes he's a total conscientious objector to tackling. All right, it is, we're running out of time. Clemson Dad, quickly, Clemson Dad, I don't have a lot of time.
All right, Deptula, nice to talk to you. I was going to give you my picks on the playoffs this weekend.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Rams, too. I think I'm going to flip-flop the score from the regular season, go 45-35 Rams. Kansas City is who I'm taking in the other game. I mean, that one was close in New England. I guess I'm going with the numbers, maybe. But what do you think about that, Walt?
Well, again, I understand taking any team in these matchups. Personally,
yeah,
I just think New England has the right stuff, and I think they're healthy, and I still think Kansas City is sort of an immature team, and I just think Brady is going to best Mahomes, and I think New England can run the ball, and I'm just not sure Kansas City can run the ball in New England. Although, look, New England can't defend Kansas City like they defended San Diego, because Kansas City forces you to spread out, and so you don't have that luxury. New England can't defend them the same way, and that becomes a challenge, and a legitimate challenge, and we'll see how that plays out. Clemson Dad, I apologize. Yeah. I have to run. Hey, before we get out of here, I know there's still people on hold. I'm trying. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. That's George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. This is George Coleman Ford. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. But when you go read the reviews, people talk about the great deals. They talk about the fact there are no dealer fees or service fees. But more than anything else, they talk about the way they're treated. They know your name. They care about you. It's evident in everything they do. Go see them. You'll thank me later. George Coleman Ford. Quickly here. It is Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, I apologize. I have like 30 seconds.
South Carolina, do not lose to Appalachian State. That's the best team in North Carolina. You may get past North Carolina, but do not lose to Appalachian State. And Patriots, Rams, revisit of when the GOAT's legendary status became legendary. Talk to you later, Walt.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I apologize for those that didn't get in. I appreciate all your incredible contributions. My week is done. I won't be here tomorrow. I will see you Monday. Enjoy the NFL playoff weekend. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, Clemson Lady Tigers basketball now.
This Tuesday, the Tigers hit the road and travel to Tallahassee to take on Leonard Hamilton's Florida State Seminoles in this key ACC matchup in hopes of bringing home a victory. Pregame starts at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with big savings and limited-time specials like coats and jackets for everyone, 65% off. Don't miss 50 to 75% off a great collection of women's boots. Save 70% during our fine jewelry clearance and get the Tommy Hilfiger All-American 2 towel at our lowest price of the season, $4.79. Macy's 48-hour sale, Friday and Saturday. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in